The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here with PFN Live, Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. I am joined here today by Rashad Jennings.
I like Benning.
We're going to go with Rashad Jennings. And Emery, how are you today?
We're great. We're so excited to be here. There's a lot of energy, and we're excited to talk about our work.
Well, I would say Rashad Jennings this time. How are you today, my friend?
Man, I'm fantastic. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So we've got a really cool conversation here that I'm excited to get out in front of people here. But as we talk about this youth movement and what you guys are doing here, I thought that it would be fun to talk through, just as we've got so many kids that are idolizing and so many noteworthy names here in this Super Bowl, right? And they're looking to Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, and then obviously with Patrick Mahomes, looking to idolize and those players and model their game after them. What are some of the things as these kids are starting to grow and play youth football that they should be paying attention to outside of just learning the sport in depth? What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's many of things. You know, when it comes to the sport, obviously kids want to, like you said, they idolize them, they want to be like them, they try to model a game after them. And remember, these are the same guys that were kids once,
right,
trying to model their game,
right,
after Joe Montana and Tom Brady. And so, you know, when you really think about it in the grand scheme, what it is that you should take from these athletes, their skill set for sure, but then you got to look at the work ethic,
yeah,
which obviously the TV doesn't promote.
Right.
What are they doing behind the scenes? How they treat people, because those are the things that's really going to roll you over to success after football, not just doing it.
Yeah.
And also, not every single person that desires to be that great ever makes it to be that great.
Right.
So it is important to learn from the greats, their work ethic, how they're accomplishing it, and what can you take from that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you can look at so much of what they do on the field, and I think a lot of people, the Patrick Mahomes sidearm angles and all this sort of stuff, a lot of kids are trying to replicate that, but yet they are not focusing in on the work ethic, the character, the things behind the scenes. So I love that you pointed that out. You guys are here talking about Taste of the NFL. Why don't you just break that down a little bit as this event is coming up here soon?
Great. So Taste of the NFL is the largest philanthropic event at Super Bowl each year. It's an NFL-sanctioned event. It's really a culinary and gridiron extravaganza. So we have over 30 chefs, locally loved, nationally known. We have over 30 NFL legends and greats, including players like Rashad. And then we also have entertainment. We have Cirque du Soleil to really give it that Vegas feel. So it's a day filled with football and fun. And at the end of the day, the proceeds come back to Gen Youth, which is the organization that I lead, and we give those funds back to schools here in the host city.
That's awesome.
But also across the country to help get hungry food to hungry children and children that are living in food insecurity.
That's amazing. Well, guys, a little bit more details about the event. You said that's coming up here this Saturday, correct?
Yeah, Saturday, February 10th. It's at the Keep Memory Alive Event Center from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. A few tickets are still available. We're almost sold out, but they're available for purchase at tasteoftheNFL.com. And it's going to be an outstanding event. Whether you're going to the game or not, you're going to feel the spirit of the Super Bowl and the big game.
Yeah.
And Rashad will be there signing autographs along with many of his peers in the game.
I might be dancing too.
Yes. Oh,
all right.
It's an important event to support because one in every eight kids are actually food insecure.
Yeah.
And that's here in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a simple meal sets the trajectory of learning and being educated. And obviously, outside of home too, a lot of these kids during the pandemic suffered because they didn't have anywhere to eat.
Right.
So it was important to get involved.
Yeah, well, I've got two kids myself, so to be able to have a greater appreciation for that and what you guys are doing is absolutely admirable. You said that, where was the details on where they could find tickets again?
TasteoftheNFL.com.
Absolutely, love to hear that. All right, that is Rashad Jennings. Emery, thank you guys so much
thank
for joining
so
on.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah.